na me ne no program bi so wo Joy FM Evans program and I can say on aka sa no adan bo ni shake kan na he just got the information with started na kakra. That means he had to dip his hand in his pocket to buy for fine. Me and Jamie be such an say this should have been communicated somewhat properly, you understand? No matter the intentions, and I, by the way, it's a good thing the president does. And I think this guy, the new president, John Mahama, is doing quite well. I don't know who has his branding, who is doing his branding and his image stuff. I think he's doing quite well. But sometimes when you communicate good policies or good idea, it shouldn't be done in a haphazard manner. Maybe Felix, but they were more communicating, you know. It was too haphazard. My president is allowed to do that, I understand. But let's not joke with it. I mean, let's not play around with it. You know, it's to douse the effect of this one CD levy that will take effect today. That's partly one of the reasons. But you know, what is interesting is even before this one CD will be charged, remember GPRT4 say Amunpini?
Yes.
But they agreed to the one CD a while back. Also because the clever hands of John and Arthur Fawcett, they decided that they were not going to charge the amount immediately, the 1 liter, per, 1 cedi per liter immediately, due to the so-called Iran-Israeli war. But that was a very perfect way of communicating. It was a masterstroke. It is a good thing, but it was done haphazardly. And then partly also, it's a PR gimmick. Say, okay, to show that, well, we also care. At the end of the day, it is actually the case. They do care. Oh, niema wena anka yada ya mimi papa kufado ye bi anka anka enye na ye born ichi se papa we wanyeshi. At least he did something too. But obi anka ene se papa we adi we kwe kona ni born ye. So in some regard, mama wings has or tails. You understand? So for me, it's a good thing, but the way I hear, no, I'm not too sure that's the way we should do standard policy.
Okay,
no. Let me say something.
Yes.
Okay? You know, every government comes and says they are saving the public purse. Look at Akufo-Addo, procurement, they are the best government to stop procurement fraud and all of that. And Kosiaga, because we do these things because we do them for the show. If you really want to, reduce public sector waste. No, what you do is to sit down properly and assess what they call the optimal efficiency of a government. I mean, what's the optimal rate at which a government must actually perform? How many people do you need to be in government? In some regard, Mahama has done well by reducing the number of ministers. So maybe he's charted the path for other governments to follow. But any other thing that has to do with public sector, reduction in whatever waste or whatever it is, must be done properly and must be backed by science. And in Jamaica, they say, apart from the ministers that have been reduced, which is a bold step, and you know, by the way, those ministers that you reduce, we are saving close to almost 2.2 billion Ghana cedis in the 4 year period. Time of the NDC government. People don't know that. That's significant. But any other add-ons like this one must be granted properly. Sana Singapore, that's what they do. They will sit down, analyze properly the impact of any decision they take in the public sector. So while I give him his due, and John has done well, and he keeps giving, he should continue giving, but now he should give in a proper and coordinated manner.
Okay.
I'm not saying he shouldn't do good, but he shouldn't communicate it haphazardly.
Okay. Into what Junimuno, how should this communication be done? And quite many songs of fast because clearly, only appointees in the breakers has taken them unaware. Now, when you're aware, until Kratan, a bad one thing. A quite many songs of fast, and this are assuming a tuja. Frankly.
Well, exactly. You know, the first principles, they took them on our west. This is not an emergency situation in the first place. And yet, idea, Emma country, no, and yet, a friend is saying, we are, even though we need him to declare a state of emergency, he's not done that yet. And no, when it doesn't demand an immediate effect action. That's why his own appointees are taken aback. If you don't take some of the appointees to find other means of supplanting their budget, because they probably had not planned for this.
Yes.
Because in the near to so.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to communicate it, let them understand the science behind it. That's one thing I know Setekwe should have advised. Setekwe would normally do that. You do proper analysis of it, because this is the impact of what is likely to happen. I know Ato does that as well. But I'm sure even this one, Ato was taken by surprise. So that's what I'm saying. It's a good thing. But we all know why they did it, partly because, I would say 70% because of the one city levy, which is not say, not, that's not say it's bad, but you don't take your colleagues unawares like that.
Okay.
But this financial impact on their pocket.
All right. And to say, I woke up 70% because of one CD, 1 liter, no, and then we also have the June pricing window. Yeah, share between 8 to 10% increment in fuel prices. Do you think, some way, somehow, say, Sana Montreal and Rack, a declarative wanting a political gimmick, or maybe populist, as the minority is terming it, frankly?
Well, I don't know what is populist. Of course it's populist. I mean, it's supposed to be intended as some populism. So there's nothing wrong with the word populist. It's not a negative word. Yes, it is populist. Yes, it is partly PR. But at the end of the day, the question is, are we going to make some savings? Well, yes. I mean, on the back of the envelope calculation, somebody was suggesting, Khalid, he suggested something about 30 million based on 1,000 cars. 500 SUVs, 500 maybe Land Cruisers and whatever. I mean, I could go further, but you see, this isn't the issue. So a minority describe it as populist because you just woke up and did it, and then partly because you didn't contemplate this. And as I say, it's not an emergency situation. So the more you do such things, the more people say it's populist, even though you may be well intentioned, but it is indeed a PR gimmick.
Okay, but we are told, sir, there was this question, and sir, where exactly, and Sasikaya ECV, the sectors of the economy, and you're being invested Sasikano, well, yesterday, Shamima Muslim, who speaks for the president, accessed some of the areas, health sector, education sector, local government, and other priority areas. Do you think, sir, these areas really need Sikaya Benya Edia Free, sir, Anamoa or Mampeni, any Abai Etunmo? And then, what do you mean? How should we even, you know, utilize these funds?
Well, first of all, it's speculative. He doesn't even know. He's just speculating, which is part of the whole policy design. Yeah, I can say, if you have thought about this properly, you say, sir, the service car we have, this X amount there, it will go here. Nobody can tell you how much will be saved. I don't think Shamima, my good friend, can tell. I don't think Felix knows. He doesn't understand it because this all sprung up. And even if he knew ahead, he's not even done the math. So government communicators can be allowed some level of comfort to not to spin, you understand, but they should speak the fact. And I'm saying that this was done on the spur of the moment. It was haphazard, even though probably well-intentioned, but PR 70% and then a bit of better substance. It doesn't matter to me right now, but there's no plan for it. For all you know, it will end up in the consolidated fund and get lost.
So what should be the plan for this?
Well, now you're asking us to now have a plan for it, right? Maybe we should say that Mufanya Adoye, they should go to villages and places where people are suffering, and probably even that must be coordinated. Maybe they should give it to Adom FM, and then Mufanya Maye, Minio, Nayan Kessa, Retmia Bagua, Kofona, have a